Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezra sivra al Hashem leikav. Praiseworthy is one whose help is Yaakov's God, whose hope is in Hashem his God. And of course you wonder, why is it that Yaakov Avinu gets a special mention over here? What's unique about him? What happened to Avram? What happened to Yitzchak? And obviously the Mefarshim are busy with this. Rashi says because Yaakov Avinu gets a special assistance. He gets a special promise from Hashem. Behold, I'm with you. I'll guard you wherever you go. I'll return you to this land. So Yaakov gets a special promise of divine protection. Question is why? What was unique about Yaakov? So Radak takes it further and says that Yaakov merits this divine promise of assistance because of all the avos. He's the one that really places his trust in Hashem. He has to run. Esau's pursuing him. He has nothing with him. He's going to the house of Lavan. Even as Yaakov fled there, he places his confidence exclusively in Hashem. Same thing with us. As Jews, as we go into Galus, as we try and survive the exile, the long, dark, difficult exile, we put our trust in Hashem, we maintain our faith that Hashem will redeem us from exile. Yaakov Avinu is the one that goes into the night. Yaakov is Ma'ariv. Emunoscha Balilois. During the dark times. During the times where it doesn't seem like anyone's coming to our assistance. That's really the theme of Tfilas Ma'ariv. Of Tfilas Arvis. Shema Amo Yisrael O'ad. Hashem guards us. During the difficult times, placing our faith and trust only in HaKadosh Baruch. That's Yaakov Avinu. And when he's on the run, his father can't help him. His mother can't help him. His money can't help him. He has nothing left. Eliphaz robs him of everything. What does he have? Kibbutz Makli. What does he have? Only his stick. Makel is Ma'elam Kivinu Lach. Where he's hoping to Hashem. That's all that he has. And yes, anyone who identifies as a child of Yaakov Avinu gets his protection. So Tzadik and Mr. Selayla. We need to tap into the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. Says Reb Tzadok, "V'chein kol nefesh Mishrael b'frat, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizrael zakas l'shleimusa. Every single Jew, Hashem helps them to taste from the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. Shmarticha b'chol asher telech. I'm going to guard you wherever you go. What we need to do is put our trust in Hashem, specifically as Kel Yaakov, as the good of Yaakov who places his trust in Hashem at night." And we get that Shmira from Hashem. It's a totally different level to Avram and Yitzchak. They live at different times. They have different life circumstances. Yaakov's the one who ventures alone into the long, scary night. He's the one for whom Hashem protects him every single time.